Hi, this is Gary Entz for WXPR's Northwoods Moment in History. The year 2018 marks the first time in Wisconsin history that there will be a managed elk hunt in the state. Although limited to a handful of hunters, the drawing for elk tags is seen as an indicator of successful conservation efforts to reintroduce elk into the Clam Lake region. However, the current effort to reintroduce elk to the state is not the first, and a previous Northwoods experiment was not nearly so successful. Wisconsin was once part of the historic range of the eastern elk subspecies. Eastern elk were once plentiful across the eastern United States, but overhunting, combined with the loss of their densely wooded habitat, led to the extinction of the subspecies. The last native elk in Wisconsin was shot in 1866. The western subspecies of elk survived in the western half of the United States, but by 1900, it was estimated that of the 10 million elk that once roamed North America, only 90,000 were left. Wanting to prevent a complete extinction, in 1913, the Wisconsin Conservation Commission loaded a boxcar in Yellowstone Park with a small number of elk and had them shipped to Trout Lake near Boulder Junction. Animals were starving at Yellowstone because much of their range had been fenced off, and park rangers were only more than happy to send them on to states engaged in reintroduction efforts. Unfortunately, the elk were so weak that most were unable to survive the Northwoods winter. Only two females lived. But Charles Comiskey, owner of the Chicago White Sox, was sympathetic to the effort and donated a bull elk to join the two surviving females. A second attempt brought 32 cows and 8 bulls to Trout Lake in 1917, and they were placed in a 300-acre game preserve along with the 3 already there. This small herd struggled to survive, and during the next 10 years there were as many deaths as there were births. By 1928, the herd contained 17 cows, 19 bulls, and 9 calves. The herd was not growing, and sustaining it while simultaneously protecting it from poachers was becoming increasingly costly. As the Great Depression overtook the United States, the Conservation Commission decided to end the experiment. Although still a protected species, in 1931 the herd was set free to survive on its own. A 1934 report of poachers shooting one of the elk estimated that there were still 28 animals alive at that point. For the next few years, the survivors roamed the Northwoods, but one by one, they either died from disease or were shot. One of the last, a 600-pound bull, was shot south of Saner in 1943. No more efforts at reintroduction took place until the current one started in the 1990s. I'm Gary Entz, and this has been a WXPR Northwoods Moment in History.